December 5, probation's closing hour. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Now, just now, is our time of probation, wherein we are to prepare for heaven. Christ gave his life that we might have this probation. But so long as time shall last, Satan will strive for the mastery over us. He works with power to lead men to become absorbed in money-getting. He invents many kinds of amusements so that their minds may be engrossed with worldly pleasure. He would have them forget all about the inward adorning, the adorning of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. He is determined that every moment shall be filled with efforts to carry out ambitious projects or to amuse and gratify self. Satan uses his influence to drown the voice of God and the voice of conscience, and the world acts as if under his control. Men have chosen him as their leader. Infatuated with schemes for pleasure and amusement, they are striving for that which will perish with the using. The fast-fulfilling signs of the times declare that the great day of the Lord is right upon us. In that day shall it be said of any of us, this man was called by God, but he would not hear. He would not give heed. Again and again the Spirit moved upon his heart, but he said, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. This man saw the Savior's sacrifice in a beautiful light, but some matter of minor importance came in and his heart was captivated. Every gracious heavenly influence was dismissed. Christ is ready to set us free from sin, but he does not force the will. And if by persistent transgression the will itself is wholly bent on evil, and we do not desire to be set free, if we will not accept his grace, what more can he do? We have destroyed ourselves by our determined rejection of his love. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. 2 Corinthians 6:2 and Hebrews 3:7-8.